Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
It is, it's a good morning. It's a new season.
It is. Today's a very important day in our church's calendar, a day that on which we sort of shift gears.
And
start looking forward to the celebration of our Lord's victory over sin, death, and the devil on the cross, and of course, his glorious resurrection. But we just don't want to rush into that. We need a time to prepare, time to get ready. And so, graciously, we have that time, and we know this season as Lent, and today is Ash Wednesday. I thought that might be a good topic to talk about on our edition of Witness Wednesday.
When did receiving the imposition of ashes, I gather you've probably had ashes in the past, and does that ever raise questions out in the community?
Well, it does. It's one of the days of the church's year where we do something that becomes very visible to people outside of the church, and it gives us an opportunity to bear witness of Jesus. If we're bold enough to leave those ashes on our foreheads and go out into the community, it may spark some interest or questions or even looks that we could figure out how do we respond to this.
You got something on your forehead there, yeah.
So, of course, it helps when it actually looks like a cross rather than a big smudge. But as I like to tell people, I got enough room on my forehead. You could do all 12 stations of the cross. There's plenty of canvas there.
So. I like to say I have a five head rather than a forehead.
Oh, I see.
It's a little slightly bigger.
Yeah. So how do we make use of the season of Lent, and especially this day, Ash Wednesday? How do we make use of that to bear witness of Jesus to the people in our lives who are disconnected from Christ and his church?
Sackcloth? No? Oh, okay.
Well, now what is it other than getting ashes put on our forehead? What is the tradition that we're most familiar with for the Lenten season?
Probably giving up something that we hold dear, something that we like, an indulgence or something we really like.
So giving up something. Now, that could actually be an opportunity to bear witness in either a positive or a negative sense.
Sure, if you're complaining about it.
Sure, right. It's like, somebody invites you to go to Starbucks and you say, oh, I can't do that because I gave up coffee for Lent. And they're like looking at you like, what are you, an idiot? Why would you do that? Well, okay, there you go. You got a question now. Why would you do that?
It's a good question. Why would you give up coffee for Lent?
Right. So, and how we answer that is going to be the difference between, is this going to be an effective witness or just a big whining session? So when 1 Peter 3:15 tells us, always be prepared to give an answer to people who ask about the hope that's within you. Lent provides us that a lot of opportunity depending on how we go about observing Lent. We have to be careful that what we do in our observance of Lent doesn't become some sort of pious self-righteousness. Oh, I'm suffering so much because I'm not having chocolate during Lent, that's a little hard to compare giving up chocolate for, 40 days to the least of Christ's sufferings, let alone put it on par with the cross. This is nothing to give up chocolate or coffee. Of course, I don't drink coffee, so
You're a tea drinker, aren't you?
A tea drinker, yeah. So, if I had to give up caffeine, that might be a greater sacrifice than just generically coffee. but anything we, quote, give up for Lent, we can't see it as something that is going to make us feel closer to Jesus or better understand his sufferings.
It pales in comparison to that which he gave up, that which he suffered. A question for our listeners, to you, the listener, have you used or found the seasons of the church year to provide opportunities for witness? Maybe, as we were talking about, giving up something for Lent or Ash Wednesday, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727 is the toll-free number in North America. The email address, lassie@kfuo.org, L-A-S-S-I-E at KFUO.org. I'm just curious if anybody else has found opportunities for witness using the seasons, or especially Lent, Ash Wednesday, those types of things.
Yeah, so let's revisit that using Lassie. So a friend invites you to go out to Starbucks and you're saying you've given up coffee or caffeine, if you're really bold, as a Lenten discipline. Now, how...
You use the word discipline.
Discipline, yes. There we go.
Why do we call it a discipline?
Because really that's what we're talking about here is discipline. It's this, it's a voluntary, restriction you've put on yourself as an exercise to say, here I'm going to do without this thing so mm-hmm. I can focus on something else. And that's what discipline does, teaches. That's the root word of discipline is the teaching. It teaches us to turn our eyes away from these comforts, away from these, and you said the word indulgence. Mm-hmm. Really, I think a word what we could use honestly is the excesses in our lives to those things that are important and lasting and truly meaningful. And if that's how we're using giving up things during Lent, I think now we have an opportunity to turn that into a witness. So your friend invites you to coffee and you say, no, I'd love to go with you, but I'm staying away from Starbucks this Lenten season because I've decided to go without that indulgence, without that comfort. And I said, well, why? why? Now you have an opportunity to kind of dialogue with a person. Why would mm-hmm. you do that? Well, you need to listen to the person first. What's behind their why? Are they why? Like you're crazy? You're a crazy person?
right. Why would you give up coffee or caffeine for Lent?
Right. Or why is like, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Or why... Like, I've never heard of such a thing before. What they're asking you, if you listen to that question, what's behind it, now you can ask some questions yourself. And, what do you know about Lent? Have you ever heard of Lent? Mm-hmm. Maybe they haven't. Don't be surprised if somebody hasn't ever heard of Lent. Because, we're really living in a time where a vast number of people in our culture have no experience in the church. Mm-hmm. So don't assume, oh yeah, they know it's Lent. They know this season is Mardi Gras season.
Fish fry season.
They know, they observe these things, but they don't understand what this 40 days has been set aside for. So you have an opportunity to explain what the season is about. Of course, that starts with you knowing what the season is all about because you can't share what you don't know. So it's important that we have a good, mm-hmm. solid grasp on our own why. Why am I doing this? And then, seeking that point of connection with a person. Again, Lent is, a time of reflection. It's a time where people do give up things because they're trying to focus on that which is lasting and eternal. And compare that to the things of this world, this is always a point of connection with everybody. Now, what is it we hear when the ashes are put on us?
From dust you come, and to dust you shall return.
And to how many people does that apply?
Every person.
Every person. So you have a built-in point of connection with every mortal human being. So unless they're one of those Highlanders or something, you're dealing with somebody who came from dust and will return to dust. Now, this is law. And sometimes as witnesses, we need to speak the law, especially to people who are comfortable in their sin, comfortable in their worldly existence without thought to eternal things. And so to say, hey, especially today on Ash Wednesday, if you have those ashes on your forehead, you say, when I received these ashes, the pastor said, from dust you came, to dust you shall return. That's a universal truth. Mm-hmm. All of us will return to the dust, but then what happens? So now, we have this wonderful opportunity to speak of death and resurrection and a new life that we have in Christ. So that's our default, automatic, real simple point of connection with people. and the opportunity to share the law that we will all die, but also to speak of the resurrection, which brings us to the opening for the gospel. What will happen on that resurrection day? Yeah.
The resurrection for those who are in Christ. Yeah, we want to
be a much better day for us.
Right.
But remember what we confess in the third article of the Creed, Luther's explanation, that he will raise all flesh.
Right.
All flesh. And that, but to those who have faith in Christ, that we raise to everlasting life. Well, there's another side to that equation. For those who don't have faith in Christ, not to everlasting life, but to what gets described differently in the Bible, the second death, everlasting condemnation, being cast out into the outer darkness, you know, all sorts of things that you say, none of that sounds really good. And I praise God that I've been spared from that. And I want to share the message of Christ with people so they too will hear and believe and be spared.
And that's really what we want to point to. Yes, these 40 days of Lent really seem like dark and gloomy, but they provide opportunity for conversation, for witness.
Sure. It's a time, it's called a penitential season in the church's calendar, but it's a time of reflection on our sinfulness, our need for Christ. And when we focus on that aspect and see our need for Christ, we're reminded of the need that every person has for Christ, and that God has put us into this world to be his witnesses so that others would hear of Christ. And so Lent's a great reminder to us of why we're here in the first place, you know, why we're still here, I guess we could say, you know, that God's left us in this world, this place of suffering, this place of deprivation, this place of hardship and loss. We're exiles and aliens, sojourners in this world. These are all the words the Bible describes us.
But not without hope.
Of course. So Lent's that time that says, hey, don't get all caught up in this world. You're only here for a little while. Keep it in perspective. So Lent's a wonderful time for us to regain that perspective and to share that perspective with others.
It's a time. I'm glad you said that. It's a time. There's a beginning and an end.
Right. Yeah. So that we don't have to, we don't dwell on it. We're not stuck in this, you know, penitential season. We know what's coming. And in the same way that however many years we remain in this life and this world, we know what's coming. The glorious victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over death is ours. And we too will live and reign with him for eternity.
Thanks be to God.
So, but for now, for a season, for Lent, it's a time to reflect on those things.
The email address, Lassie, L-A-S-S-I-E, at KFUO.org. Send us your questions, your comments, things you want to hear about here on Witness Wednesday.